Hobbit 4.7, Andy and Mel. It is 9:37. Going to top out of 56 today. Hey, I've got some good news and some bad news.
Oh, boy.
Here's the good news.
Okay.
Scientists in Taiwan have found a new way to keep you from getting the flu.
Oh, that is good news.
The bad news, it's meth. Researchers at the National Health Research Institute in Taiwan found that meth drastically slows down the spread of the flu virus. So if you're a meth user, you probably won't get the flu.
Oh, boy.
However, meth does have some side effects. It destroys your body, makes your teeth fall out, ruins your life, and even if it fights the flu, it'll actually make you more susceptible to contracting lots of other diseases.
I'd rather get the flu.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so what did you find about the Colorado marijuana law?
Well, you know, the group 303 is from Colorado, and they...
That's the area code in Denver, by the way.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't realize they were from Colorado.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where they got the name.
Yeah, okay. Well, they said that Colorado is setting a precedent that could solve America's biggest problems, not just glaucoma. One half of the group, Nathaniel, says that he's always supported marijuana legalization because revenue streams from taxing weed could really help the government financially, and legalizing the drug would alleviate jail overpopulation problems.
Yeah.
So that's the most of it.
I don't know about saving the country. That's overstating it a little bit. But
no, but gosh, can you imagine the amount of taxes that you could put on there?
Oh, and it is going to boost the ski tourism in Colorado just immensely.
Oh, my gosh.
Planning a vacation? Then plan on coming to Majestic Colorado.
Colorado, man, it's so beautiful. We've got, like, mountains and great nightlife in our cities, man. And we got, oh, man, we got that one thing. Hey, man, what was that one thing that we got? It was that thing. You know what I'm talking about? It's like, you know, big. And it's that big thing, man. What is that? And we've got a lot of trees, man. Yeah, man, so many trees, bro. You know what I mean? So many.
Majestic Colorado. You're welcome anytime.
Lot of trees.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm gonna ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7. Hi.
This is
Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Nicki Minaj says that she'd be up for performing alongside Mariah Carey on American Idol. She adds, quote, "I think people would be interested in seeing that." I think it'd be kind of cool if they did like a sing rap off type thing.
I just want to see a cat fight.
Yeah. 20 people were injured before a Linkin Park concert in South Africa after severe winds caused some scaffolding to collapse onto the people in the show. 12 of them were sent to the hospital. There's no word on any deaths. The structure was dismantled and the concert went on as planned. Madonna says that she did invite Lady Gaga to perform with her, but she got turned down. She has, quote, "It's okay. I've been rejected before. It's good to build character." And that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to Hot 104.7.com.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 9:49, just about time to wrap up shop here. Let's hit the best of the rest of the comments on Facebook with the one thing a guy said that ended the relationship.
Some pretty good ones. I would let you know that so-and-so is knocked up and I'm the dad. Plus, I was cheating on you with her. Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah. Let's see. What's another one? Let's get married. This one.
Isn't that usually something a girl says that
ends
it?
Yeah, right? This one's a major deal breaker for me. You can't get a tattoo to mar your body since we're dating. Your body is mine and I won't allow it. And then she's like, bah, ha, ha, ha. That was the end of that. Yeah. Hello, control freak.
Yeah.
But probably the best one that I've read so far was me and my girlfriend were arguing. So I took her out to eat and to a movie when we got back home. Things went well. We're actually, about an hour in, I said something that should have stayed in my mouth. I called her Ashley, which was her sister.
Oh, whoops.
Not good there. Holy cow.
No, that's not good.
That's bad.
That's really bad.
Bad. Just, you know what? Never, ever say anybody's name in bed other than using the word baby.
Don't use that word either. That's even dumber. Just don't say names.
Also, real quick, if you're planning on going next Wednesday to Journey at the Tyson Event Center.
Oh, yeah. No, I wasn't.
I am. And,
no, you're not.
Well, I was. Because it got postponed. Apparently, a medical issue with the band's lead singer. And so the concert's going to be rescheduled for January, February. Don't know the date yet. All tickets for the November 14th date will be honored for the rescheduled date. If desire refunds are available at point of purchase, they apologize for any foreseen postponements. So
okay.
I'm sad about that. But now that gives me time to make my I Heart Journey shirt. So we're good.
Oh, God. Love. Anyway. Thought I'd do a Taylor Swift style hero.
That was nice.
Heroes of the day, brought to you by Martinis at 57th and Louise. Go, Mel.
20-year-old Maria Badia is not a bad-looking stripper. She looks like most strippers. Weird piercing, little bacon in the eyes, good body.
Oh, you're doing that one. Okay, yeah. I was going to do that
one. No, I told you I was doing that one.
I told you I was doing that one like 3 hours ago.
What? No,
yeah,
you did not.
That's okay. You can steal my hero. That's
fine. I asked you
that's
if it was
just
okay
fine.
If
was
I said...
paying attention when you said it?
Yeah, because
was
I...
Was I working?
No, because you answered me.
Okay.
Because I asked if I could say a couple things in there.
Well, I forgot.
Oh. But apparently she wasn't having some trouble getting guys for lap dances. Maria worked at the French Pussycat Club in London back in February. She was really upset that the guys didn't want lap dances for her. And all seemed to gravitate towards another Romanian stripper named Gina. Maria ended up confronting her, then headbutted her and punched her in the face. And after the fight, Maria shouted the biggest Romanian insult ever, apparently. Quote, I will bleep your mother.
Oh.
Yeah. Gina needed surgery in her nose, missed a month of work. Maria is now on trial for assault.
This guy is probably going to get convicted of armed robbery. But not legged armory.
What?
Robbery. I mean, not armory.
Okay.
I totally screwed up a lame joke. That's even worse. Drank. Back on November 1st, 45-year-old William Louis Chase Jr. of Washington, D.C. robbed a CVS pharmacy in a wheelchair. He rolled into the CVS, put an electric razor and some bottles of wine in his backpack, and then tried to roll out. When an employee stopped him, William pulled out a knife.
Oh.
The employee backed off and called the cops. William could not get away that quickly, of course, and police caught him down the street from the CVS. He's facing armed robbery charges. Never mind. Okay. I'm done. Nine-man football championships today down in Vermilion at the Dakota Dome.
Yeah, go everybody.
So good luck if you're heading down there for those. What was it, Canastota they play at 11?
Yep.
About an hour from now?
Yep.
So,
good luck.
Dubrook and Howard right after that game, and then the 9B Western schools play at 7:30 tonight. And then tomorrow at 2:30, Tri-Valley and Winter. At 7:30, Dells and Harrisburg. Then Saturday, Washington and Brandon Valley. So there you go.
Good luck, everybody.
Good luck. Time for us to scoot on out of here. Ben is in next. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hot 104.7.com.